Time Machines, John Milton. John Milton was born in London. He studied Latin and Greek classics and ecclesiastical and political history. He then left for a tour of France, Greece and Italy. On his return to England, Milton settled in London and began writing a series of social, religious and political tracts expressing support for the parliamentary cause in the Civil War. In about 1652, Milton became totally blind, but continued his literary work, helped by an assistant. In 1660, with the restoration of the monarchy, Milton was arrested and fined for his support of Parliament. He went to live in seclusion. In 1676, Milton died in London. Literary production. Milton's literary career can be divided into three periods. The first phase was mainly spent writing poems. The second was characterized by the writing of prose tracts, in which he wrote on subjects as diverse as freedom of the press, education, divorce, and the rights of the people against tyrant rulers. It was during these years that Milton began composing his epic poem Paradise Lost and wrote 17 sonnets. The height of Milton's poetic career was reached in the third period, during which he completed Paradise Lost and wrote Paradise Regained and the poetic drama Samson Agonistes. Paradise Lost, considered by many to be Milton's masterpiece, is one of the most ambitious poems ever written, and certainly one of the most difficult. It's an epic poem written in blank verse, unrhymed, iambic pentameter. Milton intended to write an epic to equal Virgil's Aeneid and Homer's Iliad and Odyssey. Milton's follows Virgil's epic and construction closely, but in the opening exordium he states clearly that he is engaged on a much more difficult enterprise, since he is concerned with ultimate truth and with the ambition of justifying the ways of God to man. The story, built on a vast range of biblical and classical scholarship, Paradise Lost attempts to tell the story of the fall of Adam and Eve in 12 cantos, or books, in a way which is highly speculative and which raises more problems of interpretation than it answers. At the center of the poem is the question which has perplexed theologians and biblical commentators for centuries. The fall of man in the Garden of Eden was caused by Eve's eating of the fruit from the tree of knowledge, but was this foreseen as part of what in the Christian tradition is God's plan for mankind's eventual salvation, or was it an act of free will and primal disobedience which necessitated God's intervention to save his creations? We know that Milton conceived his poem according to a complex mathematical structure, whose parts were interrelated in a precisely defined way, often according to principles derived from the Hebrew Kabbalah and the Jewish tradition of mystical interpretation of the scriptures. Many critics have tried to interpret Milton's poem using Kabbalistic procedures. The structure. The poem is divided into 12 cantos, each of which is preceded by a summary of its subjects, or argument. Themes and interpretations. One of the most interesting features of Paradise Lost is its language, which is highly ornate and often obscure. Milton makes considerable use of Latin constructions and Latin-derived vocabulary, as well as numerous classical and biblical allusions. Almost every phase presents difficulties of interpretation and is open to multiple readings. We can see this from the vast amount of commentary the poem has generated over the centuries. We can actually say that language itself is one of the key themes of the poem. We know how Adam was supposed to have given a name to everything in the Garden of Eden, and how, before the fall, the essence of things corresponded exactly to their names. In this, Milton repeated God's act of creation, which the Bible tells us began with the word. Language before the fall was innocent and was connected to the act of speaking. It's the angel Lucifer, thrown out of heaven for refusing God's words, whose name is changed to Satan, who becomes the first to manipulate language and question its meaning. In order to persuade Eve to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge, Satan deceives her by his use of language. He argues that by knowing what good and evil are, she will be able to avoid evil. However, before the fall, the concept of good and evil hadn't existed for them, Adam and Eve. There was simply God's prohibition about eating the fruit of the tree of knowledge. Some critics have also reflected on how Milton's treatment of the subject also functions as a political allegory of English history of the period. The rebellion of the angel Lucifer was cast out of heaven partly seems to refer to the rebellion of the Puritans against King Charles I, which led to the English Civil War and the establishment of the Commonwealth. Certainly, Milton's Saturn, like Marlowe's Faustus, has some of the qualities of an epic hero and is invested with an energy and intelligence that suggests that the author sympathized with him as he did with the Puritans.